Be'ezras Hashem, Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Lenishmas of Yemori, Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef, as well as for a continued Refuah Shlema for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf was Yevamos, daf Kuf Yud, and we left off three lines from the bottom on Kuf Tes and Beis at the words V'Sava Rav. In yesterday's daf, and the day before, we learned the halacha that if a young girl, a ketana, under the age of bas mitzvah, if her father dies, so the mom and the brothers could marry her off, and she has kiddushin midrabanan. Now the question is, what happens when she becomes a gedola, when she becomes 12? Does the husband need to have relations with her dafka to create the kiddushin doraisa? Or does that marriage automatically morph into Kedushin Daraisa at age 12, regardless of whether they've had marital relations together? The Gemara yesterday presented a dispute about this. And Rav was the opinion that said that they have to have marital relations with the intention of turning the marriage from a Kedushin Darabanan into a Kedushin Daraisa. They had to have marital relations above the age of 12. And in today's daf, we begin with challenging that assumption. Asks the Gemara. The Sava Rav, I boil in, I lo boil lo. Does Rav really hold that only if they have marital relations does the marriage come a marriage d'oraisa? But if they don't have marital relations, then the marriage does not turn into a marriage d'oraisa. V'ha itmar. But didn't we learn, Kitana shalom miyana, let's say you have a Kitana, who is married, who did not do miyun. V'higdila v'amda v'nises. And she got older. She hit the age of 12. And then she went and married somebody else. Rav Amar Eina Tzricha Get Misheni. Rav says, she's married to the first one, Midoraisa. Even without Bia. That's what it sounds like. That's why it's against what Rav said. Yesterday we thought Rav said, you need Bia. But here it seems, even without Bia, she doesn't even need to get from the second guy because she's only married to the first guy. So the marriage with the second guy, it wasn't even Chal at all. So Rav Amar Eina Tzricha Get Misheni. Shmuel Amar Tzricha Get Misheni. Shmuel says, no, she needs a get from the second guy, because since the first marriage never really was completed, midoraisa, it was only a marriage to Rabbanan, the first marriage wasn't completed, doraisa, so she's like married to the second guy, she needs to get from the second guy. Says, come on, my, lav, deloy boil, simple pshat is talking about where they did not have relations, that's why there's one opinion that says she's married to the second guy, because since they didn't, that's what Rav says. So Rav seems to say that even though there was no Bia, she's married to the first guy, not the second guy. She doesn't need to get. Shmuel says she does need to get. Answer the Gemara, lo, de Baal. No, we're talking about they did have relations. What? They did have relations once she was a gedola? So how in the world can Shmuel say she needs to get from the second guy? She's married to the first guy. If you married someone who's already married, you know, you shouldn't need to get at all. What's going on? My time into Shmuel, if they really had relations, what in the blazes is the logic of Shmuel, who says that you need a get from the second guy? Why? Says the Gemara, Kosavar, because Shmuel holds, Kol HaBoel, Al Das Kedushin HaRishonim Hu Boel. Fascinating. Shmuel says, this guy and girl have been married for the last 4 or 5 years, midrabanan, because mom and the brothers married her off. They were married to her. Okay, very nice. So now the girl turns 12. So Shmuel says, what do you think? It goes through the guy, said, oh, now she's 12, so now I got to have a new marital relations with the intention of making a kiddushin d'oraisa. Says Shmuel, that's not the way it works. Anyone who had relations, they're having relations al das the first marriage. Since the first marriage was only marriage to Rabbanan, so they're only still married to Rabbanan, and therefore, if she marries somebody else, the second marriage is going to be Chal Midoraisa. Kol HaBoel, Al Das Kedushonu Boel. Ask the Gemara, oh, so this is the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, when a person has marital relations, it's creating something new. Shmuel says, when a person has marital relations, it's hearkening back to what was in the past. It's not something new. Says the Gemara, we already saw this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Says more about Pligi Bachada Zimna. Rav and Shmuel already argued about this another time. Agutavacher B'Zalmin and Yaakov and Chaim. Not Chaim, that's so funny. That's what it says on your screen. David Yoshua and Reuven from Harrisburg and Dr. Joe and Avi and Svika and Gershon Eitan and Jeremy. and Yosef, great to have you, and Rav Dov B'Dem Mishnei Zalmadon HaKohen, and Yisrael Moshe Deutsch. Here we go. Says the Gemara, really? Didn't Rav and Shmuel already argue one time about this question when somebody has new marital relations? Does it harken back to the previous, or is it something new? Because we learned the following halacha. Kitcha al tnai. A man marries a girl, does kiddushin, on the condition that she doesn't have a mum. On the condition that you're not missing an arm or missing a leg. V'kin sestam, and then they have a wedding, and he doesn't mention the tnai at the time of the marriage, and lo and behold, she doesn't have an arm, and he goes ahead with the marriage, and he has relations with her. Well, what happened to the condition? Says the Gemara, Rav amar tzricha himenu get. Rav says, by the fact that they had relations, so Rav says, it's a new thing. Obviously, he's reneging on the condition by the fact that he had relations with her. He saw she was missing a leg, and he had relations with her anyway, so obviously he's being meichel on the tanai. So it's a new thing. It's a new marriage. Ushmol amar, no, ein tzricha himenu get. Even they had relations, they don't even need to get from this. She walks out scot-free from the marriage because you assume, just like the kiddushin was on the condition that she doesn't have a mum, even the nisuin is also. It's aldas, it's the relations is aldas, the first kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Rav amar tzricha himenu get, kevan denaspa achuli achlel tonight. Once he marries her and has relations with her, so he's being moichel on the condition. No, we assume that he's having relations with the same conditions that he made during the marriage, and therefore, so we see Rav and Shmuel already had this exact same argument. So why do we need the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel by Kiddushin Al Tanai, and the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel by a girl who was married when she's a Ketana, and now she becomes a Gedoyla? Answer the Gemara Tzricha. We need both machlokas. And de'it mar baha, if you had only the machlokas by Ketana, baha ka'ma Rav. Maybe there Rav says that it's a new marriage. Mishum deleka tana, because there's no condition. Aval bahi, but by the case of a condition, de'ikat tana, maybe Rav agrees that he's still subscribing by the old marriage. Aval de'ikat tana, where there was a tana, ema modulei l'shmua. That's a whole different case. Maybe there he agrees to Shmua. Ve'it mar bahi, and if you only had the case of the mum, where a man's Makadosh woman on condition she has no mumin, Bahikama Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel over there says that since he made a condition, so he's thinking about the original condition, Aval Baha. But in this case, maybe he admits to Rav that it's a new marriage. A modli l'Rav that there's a new, it's a new marriage when she's a Gedoyla. Sricha. Therefore, we need both Machloksin. Asks the Gemara, Umi Amar Rav, I boil in, I lo boil lo. The Gemara is not going to challenge again this statement that Rav seems to say that a Ketana's marriage only morphs into a Doraisa marriage if they have relations with the specific intention of Kiddushin Doraisa. Did Rav really say this? Umi Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? Umi Amar Rav, I boil in, I lo boil lo. The Hahi Avda, the Gemara says there was a story. Dehavid ben Nerish. There was a story in the town of Nerish. V'kadshak shiktana, a girl got married when she was a ketana, the rabbana. V'gadla, and they didn't have relations. She became a gadola, and they didn't have relations. V'osvea be'korsia, and they took this woman, and they put her on this fancy throne, meaning they were about to go ahead with the marriage. And from the fact that they put her on the throne, it sounds like they did not have relations yet, because that was what would happen before marriage. That's what the havamin is. And what happens? Wow. Another guy comes and rips her away, grabs her away, and marries her. Whoa. Now, there's a machlok as you've shown him. Does it mean he grabbed her against her will, and then she ultimately agreed to go with him? Or no, it means that he seduced her. He convinced her. Not that he grabbed her. Machlok as we've shown him. Anyway. The Rav Brain of Rav Chananel, Tamid the Rav Havas, and Rav Brain of Rav Chananel, the students of Rav were there. V'lo etzrichu get mi basra. They did not require a get from the second husband, because she was married to the first guy. Now, it sounds like, even without Bia, she has marriage midaraisa, because by the fact that they put her up in this fancy throne, she didn't have Bia yet. And yet, Rav says she doesn't need to get from the second guy. Answers the Gemara, oh, you don't know the minhagim of the town of Nersh. Amar Rav Papa, b'Nersh, minsev nesiv ha'adam osa abe kursaya. The minhag in Nersh was, first they had marital relations, then they would put her up on the throne. So the fact that she was on the throne shows that they already had marital relations when she was a gedola. And that's why Rav said she was married to the first guy, and she doesn't need a get from the second guy. Because she had relations already. That's one answer. That's the first answer. Ravashi Omar, who was a Shaloka Hogan, Ravashi said, this idiot who stole this woman off of the throne and eloped with her and grabbed her away from the middle of her wedding, like Mamish right out of the movies. He grabbed her away from the middle of the wedding and ran away with her. That is a disgusting thing to do. He grabbed her away. So he did something terrible by doing that. Lefika Chasibo Shlok Hogan. So the rabbis penalize him. So this is an exception to the rule. That's why over here the second marriage is nothing. Not because they didn't have relations, regardless of whether they had relations or not. Nothing to do with that. It's a different story. This guy grabbed her away and we penalized the guy for grabbing her. Really, we should have required a get from the second one if there was no marital relations. But the reason why the rabbis didn't require a get in this case, wow, the rabbis uprooted the marriage from the second guy. Even though the marriage should have been a good marriage, the rabbis uprooted. How could the rabbis do that? So Rashi explains, based on the famous principle throughout all of Shas, we know that when two people get married, he's Zareah Mekudeshesli Kedas Moshe Yisrael, on the condition that the rabbis should agree to the marriage. So the rabbis don't agree in a case where you grab it. Comes along Tosis and says, what? In this case, it's Kedas Moshe Yisrael. First of all, the Gemara doesn't say that. Usually the Gemara says, Kol de Mekadesh Adad de Rabbanu Mekadesh. Here the Gemara doesn't say that. It just says Afkinu Magudushme. Furthermore, how can you say this guy was Makadish Adai Tirona when he grabbed a girl away from the middle of his wedding? From the middle of her wedding, how could that be on the condition that the rabbis agree to it? Clearly he's marrying her without the rabbi's consent. Because the rabbis are very upset with people who go and steal girls away in the middle of their weddings. So that's not what it means. So Tosis just says, it doesn't mean that. It means, as the Gemara is going to say, that the rabbi is just a hefker bezen hefker, right? The rabbi said hefker bezen, the rabbi said the marriage is no good marriage. We're going to take this money that you gave the girl with the ring that you gave her, and we're going to say the ring doesn't count for marriage, it's just a gift. It says, warmly, Rabbi Navash, Tenel Chaj Bekasma, it makes sense that if you get married with money, that the rabbis can just uproot it and say it's a gift. Kaddish Bebia, my, what can the rabbis do with your Bia if he marries her with Bia? How in the world are the rabbis going to render that Bia as not a marriage? Answer the Gemara, they can do that too. Shavri Rabbanan Bilos Bilas Nos. The rabbis uprooted the Bia, and the rabbis claimed that the Bia is considered to be a Bias Zinus. The Gemara now goes back to the Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. In yesterday's Daf. Right? Remember, we had a case of a Yavam who was married to a Ketana with Nisuin Drabanan, and then she falls. A Yavam was married to a Ketana, Nisuin Drabanan, and then her sister, who is a Gedola, fell in front of him, Yibam. So Rabbi Eliezer said, we teach the Ketana to do Mian, which is important to remember for today's daf. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer says, we teach the Ketana to do Mian because she was only married to Drabanan. Now her sister has Zika Doraisa. So we teach the Ketana to do Mian. Once she does Mian, she wasn't in the picture at all, and he can go do Yibum to her sister, who's a Gedola, who was married Midoraisa, so the Zika Midoraisa. And says the Gemara, Yudah Meshmo, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer, who said that we teach her to do Mian. V'chein Amar Rabbi Lazar, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer. New Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yonasi L'Shtei Yisomos K'Tanos. A man was married to two. Dr. Joe, don't worry, I know there's a lot of charts, but I had a long Shabbos afternoon, so I did it about 3-4 times, and I finally figured it out. Here we go. Misha Yonasi L'Shtei Yisomos K'tanos. someone was married to two girls under bas mitzvah. Drabanan. Umes! And the guy kicks the bucket. And now, these two girls, both of them ketanim, fall in front of his brother for Yibum. Two Kedushin Durabanans fall in front of the brother for Yibum. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Biyasa or Chalitza Shishlachim Pateres Tzorasa. You could do Yibum or Chalitza to either one, and once you do Yibum or Chalitza to either one, since they're both married on the same level, Midurabanan, so you could do Yibum or Chalitza to one of them, and that exempts the other one. Like any case of Yibum. If two women from the same husband fall before a guy for Yibum, you do Yibum or Chalitza to one, and the other one's exempt. Poteres Tzaras. V'chein Shtei Charshos. Similar halach, if both of them were deaf, also Kedushin Derabanan by deaf girls, they're both on the same level. But now, here we have a Chiddush in case number 3. Ketana V'chareshos. So, here's the interesting Chiddush of this Mishnah, very interesting Chiddush, which is going to be the whole basis of today's daf and tomorrow's daf, and it's going to make things a little bit spicy in today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Get ready. If one girl was deaf and one girl was a ketana, now offhand you'll say they're both marriages to Rabbanan, but the whole assumption of this Mishnah is that even though they're both married to Rabbanan, they are different types of Rabbanan marriages, and they're different levels of marriage, and therefore doing Yibum or Chalitza to one of them will not exempt the other, because they're different levels of marriage. The Gemara is going to explain, we're going to see in the Gemara, that Kiddushei Ketana is like a Suffolk Kiddushin, and Kiddushei Cherish is like a half Kiddushin. What's the difference between a Suffolk Kiddushin and a half Kiddushin? We'll have to work it out as we get there. But let's first read the case. Ketana v'chareshes ein b'yasachas v'mpateres tzarasa. If you do Yibum to one of them, it does not exempt the other one, because we don't know which one he really wants to be married to, and who's considered to be more married to him. We'll see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to speak about this a lot. Case number 4 in the Mishnah. Pikachas v'chareshes. A guy's married to a sane woman, meaning a regular woman, Kiddushin Doraisa, and a chareshes. One girl, a deaf girl, he's married to only Midrabanan. And the husband dies. So now, one falls in front of the brother Midoraisa, and one falls in front of the other one Midrabanan. Bias ha-pikachas parteres ha-chareshes. So Yibim to the regular girl exempts the deaf girl. Ve'ein bias ha-charesh parteres ha-pikachas. But relations bia Yibim with the deaf girl does not exempt the Doraisa girl, because Yibim Midrabanan is not going to exempt Yibim Doraisa. But the other way around. And case number 5 in the Mishnah, Gedolo Ktana, right? A guy's married to a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old. Bias HaGedolo Pateres, and then he dies. And they both fall in front of his brother for Yibum. So Bias HaGedolo Pateres HaKtana. So Yibum to the Doraisa Yavam exempts the Durabana. Ve'ein Bias HaKtana Pateres HaGedolo. But the Bia for the Ktana doesn't exempt the Gedolo. Says the Gemara. V'chareshes Bas Chalitza Hi. The Mishnah said that two chareshes is, right? So bia or chalitza with the chareshes exempts the other one. But wait a second. Didn't we learn that a cheresh can't do chalitza? She has no das. She can't say the words me'ein yivami. She can't say the words kacha yeyasalish. We learned this a few blot ago, that a chareshes cannot do chalitza. But this Mishnah says a chareshes can do chalitza. What's going on? The chareshes bas chalitza, v'atanan, we learned in the Mishnah 5 blot ago, cheresh shenechlatz, v'chareshes shecholtza, v'choletzes min hakotan, chalitzasa psula! Answered the Gemara, Rav, abia. Well, you're right. When it said that one exempts the other, it means only bia, but not chalitza. That's Rav. Rabba Amar, what are you talking about? Let's remember this. Rabba gives its second answer. Rabba says, "Afil tema chalitza." No, really, a deaf girl can do chalitza. I, we learned in the Mishnah 5 blot ago that a deaf girl cannot do chalitza, or a deaf guy can't do chalitza. Kan mechareshes meikara, kan v'pikachas, v'achakach nischarsho. A girl who was married when she was deaf, she can do a chalitza, because the marriage was kiddushin derabanan, and the chalitza is a chalitza derabanan. No problemo, amigo. However, a girl who was married when she was able to hear, so her marriage was d'oraisa, and then her husband dies, and then she becomes deaf. So she can't. So her chalitza would only be a chalitza d'rabanan on a marriage d'oraisa. That's when we say she cannot do chalitza. If she was deaf from birth, then she can do a chalitza mid'rabanan. But if she's married, if she was became deaf after she was married mid'oraisa, so her zika's d'oraisa. And now she's going to try to get rid of Zika Doraisa with a Chalitza Derabanan. That doesn't work. That's Rabba's Chiddush. Kama Chazakara, Kama Bipikacha Zagazakasha. Chareshes Mekar Keichi Da'ol Hachinafik. Just like the rabbi said she can get married with Derabanan. So Chalitza can get her out of the Zika with Derabanan. Pikacha Zagazakasha Lo Dimak V'Bakriya. By her, she needs a real chalitza midaraisa. She can't say the psukim, and therefore the chalitza doesn't work. Esve Abaye. Abaye is going to challenge Rabba's distinction, and the whole rest of today's daf, Rabba Yisai, the whole rest of today's daf, is challenging this assumption by Rabba that even though a girl who was deaf from birth can do chalitza, but a girl who was born that she could hear, and then she became deaf after marriage, she cannot do chalitza. That's Rabba's chiddush. The whole rest of today's daf is going to be challenging this chiddush of Rabba. Esve Abai, the chareshes meikara bas chalitza yi? Really, a girl who was born deaf, she can do chalitza v'hatanan. But we learned in a Mishnah in Monday's daf. Shnei achin, you have two brothers. Echad pikech v'echad chirish. Two brothers. One can hear, so he can get married d'oraisa. And one is deaf, so his marriage is d'rabbanan. Nisuin l'shtein rat nachios. When the Mishnah says nachios, it means people that are not sisters. Married to two women, achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. So the hearing man is married to the hearing woman, and the deaf man is married to the deaf woman. The hearing man is married to midoraisa, the deaf man is married to midorabbanan. Meis cheresh baal chareshes. The deaf man married to the deaf woman dies, so the deaf woman falls in front of the hearing man who's married to the hearing woman for chalitza or yibum. Meis cheresh baal chareshes, ma yase pikech baal pikachas. So kones, he's allowed to do yibum midrabanan, vim ratza lahotzi. If he wants to divorce her after he marries her, yotzi, he can do that. He does not need a chalitza. Because just like she was allowed to get married midrabanan, so he can marry her with yibum midrabanan, and he can then divorce her. She doesn't need a chalitza. Meis pikach baal pikachas. What about the other way around? What about if the husband who could hear died? And now, so that was a marriage d'oraisa, so he falls in front of a chereish. She falls, the pikachas falls in front of a chereish. Mayas a chereish baal chareshes. What should he do? He can't do chalitza to her because he's deaf, so he can't do a chalitza d'oraisa, and she has zika midoraisa. She can hear, and he can't hear. He can't do chalitza. So what can he do? Kones, he can marry her. Ve'eno motzi la'olam, he can never divorce her. He can never divorce her because a chereish cannot. It's yibum. He can be miyabim her midoraisa, and he can't. He can't get rid of it. He can't give her a get, says the Gemara. Now, what kind of chereish are we talking about over here? It doesn't stipulate. Sounds like, my love, the Mishnah doesn't stipulate. Sounds like all deaf people. B'chareshes meikara. Even talking about a girl who's been deaf her whole life. Uketani, nevertheless, it says, kones. Sounds like, in, but choletz lo, even though she was a chareshes from birth, sounds like he's only allowed to marry her, but he's not allowed to do a chalitza, answer the Gemara, who says, lo, bebikachas v'achach nischarsha. It's only talking about a girl who was born that she could hear, and then she became a cheresh later, and that's why she can't do a chalitza. Okay, we rejected raya number one. Abaye continues to bomb away at Rabbah. Says the Gemara, Tashma, another proof. From another din in that same Mishnah on Monday's daf. Get ready, Dr. Joe. Shnei achin pikin nesuin shtei nachrios. Now we have two brothers who can hear, are married to two girls who are not sisters. Achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. Two men who can hear, one is married to a girl who can hear, and one is married to a girl who cannot hear. Meis pikach bala chareshes. If the one who's married to the deaf girl dies, so now the deaf girl falls in front of the man who was married to a girl who can hear. Ma yasa pikach bal pikachas kones. Vimrotza lahotzi yotzi. He can marry her. But he can't do chalitza because she's deaf. That's going to be the raya, and the Gemara is going to give the same rejection. It says the Gemara, ma yasa pikach bal pikachas kones. Vimrotza lahotzi yotzi. And if he wants to divorce her after he marries her, he can divorce her. Meis pikach bal pikachas, if the husband who is married to the girl who can hear dies, so now the girl who can hear, so then that's totally great. That now you have a girl who can hear falling in front of a guy who can hear. That's great. Maya's a big about her. It's just ochol it's omiyab. He can do whatever he wants. They can both hear. They're both mechuyav midoraisa. Says Gemara, my love, midehu pikach meikara. Since the Yavam could hear from birth, Hinami Chareshes Meikara. She was also deaf from birth. Uktani ein kones in choletz lo. Says the Gemara, why are you assuming that just because he was pikeach from birth, she was deaf from birth? No. Me the area, hakadisa v'hakadisa. Maybe the man was pikeach from birth, but the girl only became deaf later on in life. So the Gemara rejects the first two questions, but now the Gemara is going to have a third question, and this is going to prove Rabbah wrong. This third question is actually going to succeed in proving Rabbah's distinction between a girl who was deaf from birth versus she became deaf is going to prove the distinction wrong. Let's see. Third case. Esve, Abaye asked Rabbah a third kasha. By the way, just a little pro tip. Whenever you see Esve, it's the same people as before, if it doesn't give the names. It's the same person. So the other one was Abaye asking Rabbah, so this one's also Abaye asking Rabbah. Esve. Shnei achen echad piyech vechad cheresh. Now here, Dr. Joe, it gets a little more spicy. Two brothers. One can hear, and one cannot hear. Nesuin shnei achayos. Here's where it gets spicy. Ready? Two brothers. One can hear, one cannot hear. Married to two sisters. Achas pikachas achareshes. One can hear, one cannot hear. Luckily, to keep things simple, the one who can hear is married to the sister who can hear, and the one who can't hear is married to the sister who cannot hear. At least we got that. Meis cheresh bal chareshes. If the deaf man in the shtibul. No. If Meis Cheresh Bal Chareshes, if the deaf man who is married to the Chareshes dies, so now you got a lot of problems here now, because they were married midrabanan. So now this deaf girl falls in front of her sister's husband, and they're married totally good midoraisa. So she falls. Maya sepikech bal pikachas, teitzi mishamachosisha. So she gets off scot-free because she's falling in front of her sister's husband. That's an Isser of Achos Isha. So she just goes and marries whoever she wants. There's no Zika because it's Erva. She's the guy's wife's sister. So she's Erva. But that's in the case of where she was the Darabanan marriage. What about in the other case? Now it gets a little bit nerve-wracking. Meis pikech bal pikachas. What about if the brother who can hear dies? What do we do now? Mayasa Chirish Bal Chareshes. What should the deaf man do when his wife, his deaf wife's sister who can hear, falls in front of him for Yibum? What does he do? Now, this is majorly problem. Why? Because there's Zika Midoraisa, but he's only married to his own wife Midorabanan, but he's got Zika to his wife's sister Midoraisa. Uh-oh! We got problems. You know what he has to do? Motzius Ishto Beget. He has to divorce his own wife. Why? Because his wife is now Achos Zukukaso. His wife, he's not allowed to stay married to his wife because he's got Zika Midoraisa with his wife's sister. So he's not allowed to stay married to his wife because his wife is Achos Zukukaso. His wife is only his wife Midorabanan, but Midoraisa is Achos Zukukaso. He has to divorce her. First, he has to divorce his wife. Ve'eshesach v'asur la'olam. Whoa. But he also can't marry, and this other girl is messed over forever. The girl who could hear is messed over forever. Why? He can't do chalitza to her because he's deaf. And he can't do yibim to her because he's his derabbanan's wife's sister. So she's messed over forever. She's in no man's land. She can't marry anybody ever. Now, Abaye proves. Now, you can't establish this case with a girl who became a Cheresh later. This has got to be a guy. We're talking about a guy who was Cheresh forever. Says Gemara. Maybe you'll tell me that this guy was a guy who was born that he could hear and then he only became deaf later? You want to try to pull that shtick on me? Says the Gemara, you can't say that in this case. Mi matzi mapik. How could he divorce her? V'hatanan, we learned in the beginning of that Mishnah, if a man marries a girl when he was pikeach, v'nischarsha, and then if she became deaf, yotzi, he can divorce her. V'nishtates, however, if she became insane, lo yotzi. Nischarish, who? Onishtate lo yotzi olamis. If he became deaf, he could never divorce her. And yet here you see he could divorce her. So it must be that he was deaf from birth. And you see, even someone who's deaf from birth can't do chalitzas, the haraya against Rabbah. Elalav b'cheresh meyakara, umidahu cheresh meyakara, hinami cheresh meyakara. Since we're talking about where he was deaf from birth, probably makes sense that she was also deaf from birth. And therefore, umida achayos cheroshos meikara, from the fact that this case number 4 in that Mishnah, whatever, I don't know what number it was, the cases of the sisters, we're talking about deaf from birth, nachrios nami cheroshos meikara. So the earlier previous cases we're also talking about where they were deaf from birth. Utnan gabi nachrios, and we learned earlier, like we said before, kone sin cholets lo. Wow, so when Rabbah heard this kasha from Abaye, ishtik, he was quiet. He had no answer. It was a bomb kasha, a sharp kasha. Kiyasa l'kameda Rav Yosef, when Abaye was telling over this story to Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, Rav Yosef was not like blown away by this kasha. Amale, my time with Tosim Meha, why are you asking this kasha from this case? This question has a very easy answer. Achayos, Chershus Meikara, Nachrios, Pichazakan Schashu. Why are you assuming? Just because the third case of the Mishnah, we're talking about sisters, it meant that they were deaf from birth? Shkayach, that doesn't mean the case that we was non-sisters was also talking about deaf from birth. Maybe the case of the non-sisters, they became deaf later. Elibarlach Losimeha. But you should have asked a much better kasha. You should have asked a much better kasha from the following case. Another din in that Mishnah, which you cannot possibly explain, is talking about a girl who was born that she could hear, and then she became deaf after marriage. What's the other case there? Shnei Achin Chershin, two brothers who were deaf. Nisu and Shtei Achayos Pichos were married to two girls who could hear. O Shtei Achayos Chershos, or two sisters, either two sisters that could hear, or two sisters that can't hear. O Shtei Achayos Achayos Chershos, or one sister that could hear and one sister that couldn't hear. V'chein Shtei Achayos Chershos, or you have two girls, sisters, who were deaf. Nisu and Shnei Achin Pichin, married to two brothers who could hear. O Lishnei Achin Chershin, or two brothers who were also deaf. O Lishnei Achin Chershin, or one brother could hear, one brother could not hear. All these cases, six cases. And one of the brothers dies. Hare Elu, Pituras Min HaChalitzu Min HaYibum. They're all exempt because they're all sisters. Vim hayu nachuyos, but if the two girls were not sisters, you can't do chalitza, because if he's a cherish, you can't do chalitza, and if she's a cherish, she can't do chalitza. Yichnesu, you got to marry them, do yibum. Vim ratzu lahotzi yotziu, and then you can divorce him with a get. Hechidami. Ilema bepikhim alusof nischarshu. If we're talking about people who were born that they could hear, and then they became deaf afterwards, mi matzi mafku. How could a deaf man divorce his wife if they were married when he could hear? If you got married when you could hear and then you became deaf, then you could never divorce your wife. El alava cherishin meikara must be that he was deaf from birth. If the case is talking about a man who was deaf from birth, the women also had to be deaf from birth. And yet it says, if they weren't sisters, you could do yibum. Yichnosu in, yichaltzu lo. Yibum yes, chalitza no. Tiyufta di rabba tiyufta. We finally proved Rabba wrong. Rabba's distinction between a girl who's deaf from birth can do chalitza, but if you were born that you could hear and then you became deaf, you cannot do chalitza. That distinction is incorrect. Rather, we're left with the first answer, which was Rav, who said, no, that really, a deaf person, whether they were born deaf or became deaf later, in either case, cannot do chalitza. Even someone who is deaf from birth cannot do chalitza. Okay, let's continue. Zakta Halagi Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah, Kitana v'chareshes. Oh, now we get into this. If a guy's married to a Kitana and a chareshes, even though they're both drabanan, they're different. If the guy dies, so B of one does not exempt the other. Even though they're both drabanan. I'm Rav Nachman. Ashkachta the Rav Adar Barava, the Rav Chana Chasne. I found Rav Adar Barava and his son-in-law Rav Chana. The Yasev v'kamakvu akvasa. They were gathering people to teach him halachas. Beshuka de Pumbedisa, in the marketplace of Pumbedisa. Va'amre, they were saying, Hadisnan, Katana v'chareshes. This that it says in the Mishnah, that a Katana chareshes, that the husband dies and they both fall in front of the brother for Yibum. Ein b'yasachas m'pateh sarasa, the Yibum of one does not exempt the other one. Hani mili denufale me'ach of pikeach. That's only if the brother was, could hear. If the brother could hear, we don't know which marriage he preferred. At least the katana is going to become a gedola one day. And maybe he preferred the marriage over the deaf girl because she at least is a gedola. She's fully developed. But if the brother was deaf, vadai b'chareshes nichalei. A deaf man would much rather prefer a deaf girl than a katana. He prefers that marriage over the other marriage. Debas biyahi vibas minehi. First of all, she's a gadola. Second of all, she's just like him. He's deaf and she's deaf. So a deaf man likes a deaf girl more than he likes a katana. And therefore, that's the main marriage. And therefore, yibum or chalitza to that one would exempt the other one. Now that's what they were teaching in the streets of Pumbedisa. Va'amina la'ana, and Rav Nachman says, and I said to him, "What? No, the same suffix would be even if the brother was deaf. Okay, so what are you supposed to do in a case of where, a katana and a deaf girl, who's a gedola, a deaf girl, fall for yibum? What are you supposed to do? Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Kone Sachareshes. First do yibum to the chareshes. Umotziya beget, and then you divorce her with a get. Uktana tamta nachatigda v'tachlutz. And then wait till the katana gets to be a bas mitzvah, and then you do chalitza to the katana. Wow. Amar Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, Shma mina, we can learn from this halacha. Kasava Rav, Rav holds, what's the difference between a chareshes, and this is going to be the whole topic of tomorrow's daf. What's the difference between a chareshes and a katana? Chareshes, knuya umishuyeres. A chareshes, the rabbis made it like a half marriage. Katana, knuya ve'ena knuya. Katana is different. It's a suffolk full marriage and suffolk no marriage. Chareshes is a vadai half marriage, and a katana is a suffolk full marriage and suffolk no marriage. How do we know this? The isaka daitach, the other way around. That chareshes is knuya veina knuya. Uktana is knuya mishuyeres. Chareshes amai koni sumotziya beget. Why do you got to marry the chareshes and then divorce her? Tesiv gabe. Let the chareshes just stay by him. Mamanav shach. If you tell me chareshes is the suffolk, let him stay. Let him stay married. Why does he have to divorce her? Let him stay married. Iknuyahi. If she's really married, haknuyahi. So it's a good yibum. Vilav knuyahi. If she was never married in the first place, hanachas bamli. So she's still allowed to stay married to this guy. She's not zakuka liyabim at all. She was never married to the first guy at all. So he's going to marry her. So now they're totally married. She's like a lady from the shuk. V'chitema. Ketana my time to nashtal v'tachlos. Tesev gabe. Iknuyi. Haknuyi. Ilav knuyi. Nochris ba'amah. Why don't you say the same thing about Ketana? Says the Gemara. Imkein. Chareshes. Bema. Tepuk. Says the Gemara. No. If you do yibum to the Ketana first, then the Chareshes is going to be messed over. The Chareshes has nothing to do. You can't do nothing. Maybe the Ketana isn't a good Kenyan, and the Maisa with the Ketana does not exempt the Chareshes. And therefore the Chareshes needs Yibum. Or Chalitza. You can't do Chalitza because she's deaf. And you can't do Yibum because if the Ketana was a good Kenyan, now the Chareshes is her sister. I'm sorry. If the Ketana was a good Yibum, you can't do Yibum to the Chareshes because you can't do Yibum to both women. So that's why the only thing you could do is first do yibum to the chareshes, and then wait for the katana to grow older, and do chalitza to her. So again, this is the end of today's daf. We'll stop here, but just to remember, this is Rav Chista, right? We got to remember this din of Rav Chista. Rav Chista's chiddush is that the katana is suffolk fully married, suffolk zero married. And the chareshes is 50% married. That's the assumption of the Gemara. And that's what the Gemara is going to be dealing with tomorrow's daf, throughout tomorrow's daf. Everyone should have a wonderful night. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Thank you, Rabbi.